Blog Talk Radio.
And hello and howdy. This is Rob Rourke, Texas 108, and it's another 15-minute episode of this show. And hey, remember, folks, we like to talk politics, but we also like to hear what you have to say. Well, what we're thinking is this. What we started this Tuesday, and I'm going to rehash that right now, is to talk about issues. In my campaign, because frankly, I have have opposition. And so I want to bring to the people where I stand. Those of you who have been loyal listeners, I want you, you've heard me. And I ask you to go pass that opinion. If you like what you hear, continue to call. Listen, continue to listen. Please do call. My number is 718-664-9825. Thing is, right now, we're trying, myself and my opposition are trying to get our place, let me rephrase it this way. I always believed in the idea of, as far as voting, who you're going to decide to vote for, it's who makes the best argument. Well, I've been working on this in many forms. This campaign for up to this moment in this campaign, I'd say more than 10 years, trying to get the right spin, the right idea, the right concept that would make sense, not just to me, but to you all. So I'm taking these shows and I'm going to make my argument. And I'll do these periodically. As far as the show is concerned, just narrow it down to a 15-minute discuss talk. Matter of fact, if anyone wants to chat, we could do that too. So bear with me, folks, because I'm not that great on doing chatting online. So, but chatting with you, we can do. And as far as these shows, we're going to specifically talk about topic areas or issues in which we, what I'm bringing to the table and the idea of making a new difference is to say, I have some of the pieces to the puzzle that could fit our government in Washington. I don't have all the answers. But I think I've got some of the pieces that'll fit, that'll redirect this government of ours back to its place. Now, last Tuesday, I talked a little bit about the Donald. Well, let's make it official, folks. High noon this Saturday, blogtalkradio.com, Rob Rourke of Texas will give an official Democratic response. It's from this candidate to the state of the GOP, or the state of the Donald in the GOP. So come on and listen, and let's get to talking. Again, that number is 718-664-9825. Also want to send a shout-out to former President Jimmy Carter as he continues his journey against cancer, sir. While we may not have agreed on policy and opinion, as a gentleman and as a scholar, I say our prayers are with you. And to those out there, please send your prayers. He's a good man and a fair and decent man. Like I said, I may not have agreed with him overall, but he was the president of the United States and is a former president. And at 90, for the things he's done through Habitat for the Habitat programs, the Carter Center. While I want to go next time, first chance I get that I'm in Atlanta, I want to be able to spend some time somewhere other than that airport. No, I'm sorry. I'm the airport at in Atlanta is an interesting adventure in its own right. But hey, let's get back to this first little soapbox stance. Like I said, I am primary opposition. I believe it's in March of 2016. So my opposition and I are trying to get a position to make our argument between now and then. Well, what I could tell his argument is, will I support the nominee? As in the president, or the nominee of the party, period, whether it be for the 22nd district or the president. Well, Doug, I'll say it this way. I think that's something that should be considered understood, that we are going to support the president. We are going to support the nominee, I should say, of the party. Because a house united will stand versus a house divided. Well, let's talk about issues. Let's talk about issues that will define this country. I put out issues before everyone and tossed out ideas that have been thought about and then finally put down on paper. I made those, and I'm willing to make those arguments over and over again. So if you want a debate, let me know. Let me know when you want a debate. So one of those issues, let's talk about education. While, like I said a couple minutes ago, I may not completely agree with the presidency of Jimmy Carter. And one thing, and I make this to my opposition, one thing I can say is, in education, a bad move was made during the Carter administration, was to take education and make it a specific cabinet position. Because we've added red tape, we've added more bureaucracy, and more problems, in my opinion. And what we can do, what we need to do, and I'll make this point. Yes, Ronald Reagan. Yes, I'm referencing a Republican president. He was of the opinion that, you know, a lot of politicians have said, shut down the DOE because it's useless. Ronald Reagan gave this point of reference, and it makes sense. Education is an issue of states' rights. So why don't we put the Department of Education, or much less convert it back into Health and Human Services, redefine the HEW, Health, Education, and Welfare Department. We cut back on red tape. We cut back on bureaucracy. Or at least challenge it. But what we want to do is a little bit more than that. We want to be able to come up with a single framework that allows the states more control as far as procedure is concerned, more control on how they implement government policy as far as education, and thus a single framework of education should be developed through the Office of Education. And that single framework basically is a set of benchmarks, or I can't think of a better word right now, but benchmarks that say, here are the standards, and here are the standards that we need our kids to pass. We need to go and talk about how, you know, what's in the classroom and what taught in the classroom. These are things that they need to achieve. They need to go and learn and be challenged to learn. This should be the national standard. We should build, you know, this framework should be implemented at the state level. at the local school district level, and finally in the teacher's classroom. That's where the responsibility needs to lie. Not in bureaucracy, not in red tape, but in the teacher's classrooms. Yes, let's look at an idea of, for education, this single framework, if you must. A curriculum that teaches the fundamental skills in math, like memorize multiplication and division tables, and discourages the use of calculators in elementary school. Where's the challenge? Where's the challenge in that? The challenge in that is the kids, I mean, I went through it. I had to memorize my multiplication and division tables. Why does someone need a calculator to do that when they've got that gray matter between their ears? That's a good question. And I'll relate this story. And I go, ooh, our time is getting close. But basically, I had to work as a substitute. I worked my way to school as a substitute teacher. And what I did, one assignment, was I was kind of a roving instructor, helping kids who had problems with their schoolwork. And I came across this one little kid. For the life of him, he could not figure out what 9 times 7 was. I didn't have a calculator. Teacher didn't provide me with one. So I said, let me ask you a question. How many points is a touchdown with a point after? And he said 7. Okay, I said, let's count 9 sevens. So I went 7, 14, 21, 42, 56. And I said, what's 56 plus 7? 63. And I said, how many sevens are there? And he counted them, 9. It then dawned on him. It was like that little light bulb went off on his head. And the biggest smile I got, and he was so grateful, it was unreal. To this day, and to my dying day, I will remember that little kid's smile. But I challenged him. Let's let our teachers challenge the students. You know, let's give them... My favorite area was always history. So here's another point. History curriculum, the standards that emphasize patriotism, the free enterprises, our founding fathers, are documents like the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Science textbooks that encourage students to think, ask, and predict. Give them more lab time. And present evolution as just a theory, not fact. Now, these can be passed on to the states. These can be passed on to the school districts. This criteria. And they can, teachers can be allowed to implement by teaching. Well, I hear the 90-second mark, folks. And if we want to keep chatting, let's do the chatting. If not, I'm not going to worry about it because, frankly, like I said, I'm not that good. So... Come Saturday, hear a Democratic response to the state of the Donald and the GOP. And I want to send a quick shout out to my favorite little shortcake, and I love you too. Papa Rob still loves, or will always love you, kiddo, and will never forget you. And I will always be there if you need me. Now, this has been Rob Rourke of Texas. I'm going to stay on a little while, just in case somebody wants to chat. But we're going to get started on this. We're going to go do our thing. I'm checking out the 15-minute schedule, and right now, I think I need to have a little more time. So we're going to do one more 15-minute show, and so that'll be this Saturday. Like I said, a Democratic response to the state of the Donald and GOP. So this has been Rob Brooke of Texas. Enjoy the day. Have a good one. I'll check you all later. And if you want to stay on the chat, do. Otherwise, check you later. Bye. Let's go do this. all I need is one. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Well,